Imagine Cup competitors. Welcome to the Imagine Cup 2013. My name is Christian Brüggemann, and I participated last year's Imagine Cup with the team Greenway, and me and my team created a traffic control system that is essentially just a routing algorithm to route cars on the optimal way. With that, we ease traffic congestion and make the world a greener place through less pollution. I would like to take the time to share with you some tips and tricks how to improve the performance for the Imagine Cup finals and especially the presentation and judging. So my first tip is to start preparing your presentation as early as possible. We actually started half a year before the finals and went over presenting over and over again in front of unknown audiences, as well as known audiences, friends, family, in a lot of awkward situations, and that really helped us to improve our presentation and be really sure about what we are saying. The second thing I'd like to share is to be aware of all the questions that people could ask, and especially judges could ask after your presentation. What we did is we noted down all the questions that people came up with, and over the time less and less new questions arose, and we put all the questions into a huge mind map, which looks like this messy bit. We grouped these questions into, for instance, technical questions or questions about the solution, the problem of the solution, as well as the business part, and we also gave a priority to those questions. So there were questions which are very easy to answer, and there were questions which are really killer questions that we don't want the judges to ask. In order to not make them ask them, put the answer into your presentation. That may help. The third tip I'd like to give you is to prepare for the press. The Imagine Cup is not just a competition in itself. There's a lot of reporters around, and these reporters would like to know your idea, like to give the idea onto their audiences, and for that they need a very precise pitch of your idea. It's very helpful to have images and videos for those reporters, because if they want to show something in the television or they want to show something on their blogs, then it's always good to add pictures. We were actually not that prepared for the reporters, and that turned out to be very bad. But there's one more thing I would like to mention here. Make sure your name is correct, because we actually messed that up completely. We took the name Greenway, and right after the first press release, the CEO of a company called Greenway came up and said, "Oh, what are you doing with my name?" And we had to rename ourselves, which is very bad in the press. So I hope these tips have been useful to you, and I wish you all the best for the Imagine Cup. Have a great experience, and if you're interested in our project, just go to graphmasters.net.